Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us for what is a DCNowRadio.com exclusive. This is a very special show for us today as we're celebrating 5 years of DC Now Radio. And we're really excited to welcome not only the founder of DC Now Radio with us today, but he's also a celebrity photographer, as well as an individual who's been able to help make smart cool, especially with his campaign. We're talking about the one and only Anthony Tillman. We're going to talk to Anthony not only about his journey with DC Now Radio, but what it's been like for him to use his public platform to be able to do work that he enjoys, but also to be able to help other people as well. Anthony, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate the support, man. Woo! Man.
5 years. So let's start there. Let's start with, 5 years ago, when you first had the idea for DC Now Radio, what has it been like for you, Anthony, to not only see what you've been able to do in that amount of time, but also the support you've been able to get?
Man, it's been a blessing, man. I remember talking to you like 5 years ago, and I was like, Cyrus, I'm starting a radio station, and I want you to be on it. And you was like, wow, yeah, I am so down. And that's the support I've been getting. People just been automatically supportive and appreciative of what we have accomplished for the past 5 years. We had over 500 guests. We had so many interviews and so many amazing moments that happened in not only in the community but around the world with DC Now Radio.
Right. And the thing is that the other great thing that I, have been able to see happen with the station, Anthony, has been not only, of course, the growth, but also, the way that people were coming to you wanting to be a guest on the program, wanting to be a part of it. Could you have imagined that, though, 5 years ago, that you would get that kind of response?
I mean, honestly, not really. I definitely started it as a community radio station to kind of promote local artists, authors, any individual that wants to promote themselves. That's what DC Now Radio is about. We're about helping individuals, promote their business, services, or products. And that's what makes me smile every day is we're giving them people that platform to help promote themselves, and help us grow and help them grow as well.
And I think that's the amazing thing, Anthony, about it, because you have had such a connection with the community, especially the DMV community. Even now, of course, through DC Now Radio, being able to have days where you're able to promote, especially the music from that area. Did you know that even though you wanted to be able to reach the world online, that you did want to have that something special for the DMV and DC area?
Yeah, man. It was very important to me when I first started DC Now Radio to make sure that our local artists, small business owners, and individuals had their say and how they can help us push them. It's very important to me to support the community that I grew up in. I'm DC native. I live in Maryland now, but I was raised in DC, Maryland, and I moved around a lot. So, I wanted to make sure that when I started DC Now Radio that I can help artists and individuals and small business owners and anyone that wants that promotion to grow. And it's been a blessing, man. We've been so honored to have so many people. And at this very moment, we're still pushing, promoting artists and giving them the platform where they can promote their products, services, and projects.
Right. For sure. Now, let's go back a little bit, Anthony, because even before DC Now Radio, even before you started that, you were already making a name for yourself as a sought-after celebrity photographer, being able to do work that way. But also, your work in the community has been a consistent part of what you've done, even before DC Now Radio. Why has it been so important for you to not only to be able to achieve your own goals and dreams, but also to give back along the way?
Man, I one thing about me, I always told myself, man, that once I became, at a point where I can give back, I'm going to do it. I worked really hard, you know, this past 10 years as a photographer and brand person, this marketing myself and my brand. And my brand is important to me. So now I felt it was time to give back to my community. You know, a lot of people, you know, they see success as something that makes them gain more success. But me, I think the beauty of life is giving back. You know, and one of my, you know, my favorite quotes, you know, that I always say is we in business is not about talk, it's about results. So we have to make sure that we're giving back results. And that's one thing that I push for every brand and every product I push is that we're constantly helping the community grow and we're giving back results.
Right. I think that's it, and that's one of the things people have definitely gotten to know about you for sure. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. It's an exclusive here on DCNowRadio.com. We're speaking to Anthony Tillman, who's not only the founder of DC Now Radio, but also he's a celebrity photographer, as I mentioned, but also the founder of Make Smart Cool, and that has been what's been getting a lot of attention, especially over the past year, Anthony, is your work with Make Smart Cool. Of course, people have seen it being promoted online. They've been able to see you on television, talking about it. How did that whole campaign come about?
Man, I used to say that so much, man. Like 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I used to say that like all the time, man. We need to make smart cool. We need to make smart cool. So, you know, it was kind of like a movement. You know, I kind of just was just saying it. And then like 3 years ago, I decided to just take it to another level, man. I kind of wanted to just create a organization that supports education among the youth. You know, not sure if you know my background, but I grew up, you know, we were struggling. You know, we were struggling. I overcame homelessness. And, you know, and education is what really, you know, helped me grow. You know, school, I love school. So I felt that it was important that, you know, I graduated, and my family, to this day, they cherish that moment to be able to come to my graduation and see me, you know, go to the next level. But, you know, when you overcome adversity, you know, it helps you become great in life, and that's what I continue to motivate and really push in these youth minds that, you know, you are the future leaders of America, and education matters. You know, we talk about Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, but at the end of the day, education matters, and without a great education, you really can't go far in life.
Sure. For sure, and that's the thing. And just like the other work that you've been able to do, Anthony, it definitely has run the gamut of support from young and old. I mean, what's been great is when people go to the website, makesmart.cool, they're able to kind of see some of the things you've been able to do, even the teachers that you've been able to help recognize. Did you know that you wanted to be able to get adults involved as well? Because even though you're targeting young people, and that's a big part of who you've been able to help, have you always known that you also wanted to show appreciation for those in education too?
I mean, honestly, man, you know, Cyrus, teachers matter too. You know, our educators are very important in our youth minds. They help them grow. They help them learn. They help them get the ability to gas their information and help them succeed in life. And it's very important that we motivate and encourage the youth that, you know, you have to respect your teachers because they put a lot of time and effort, as well as, you know, your community and parents. Parents are a very big part of Make Smart Cool because our parents are the first step to motivating and encouraging their youth to you know, realize their full potential. And Make Smart Cool is not just a youth movement. We are a movement for everyone. We highlight teachers. We highlight parents. We highlight, you know, our youth, because every at the end of the day, education matters to everyone. So not just any individual. It's just a national movement. And soon later, you know, people will understand that we have to take, you know, our personal growth for better. You know, we have to you know, realize that, you know, without a great education, you really can't go far. And it's up to, you know, the youth to realize that they are the future leaders of America, and we can't stop. We can't keep complaining about making a difference. We have to do it ourselves. We have to start from our own individual selves and really push it, and, you know. And that's one thing that I personally tell, you know, the youth is that you can be anything you want in this world. Why don't you choose to be great and give back? You know, stop complaining about make a difference when you can – really do it. You know, we all have dreams of being great, but why don't we actually work hard to make that happen for ourselves?
Right. That's so true. You know, so, of course, we have to talk about the other side of this, Anthony, because not only, of course, is this a time to celebrate what is going on with DC Now Radio, it's time to celebrate what's going on with Makes More Cool, but also we're at the beginning of a year, so a lot of people are thinking about what they want to do with their own lives. Now, people will look at you and say, you know, it's hard for them to be able to see one of their goals or dreams become a reality. You've been able to be able to balance several different brands at one time. What do you think has been the key to that? Because there have been so many people who have come and gone, as you mentioned, the decade you've been involved in photography, the 5 years you've been involved in broadcasting, there have been a lot of people who've come and gone in that time. Even with campaigns, there have been a lot of people who've come and gone. What do you think has been the key to Anthony Tillman still being here after all this time?
I say consistency. I never give up, man. One thing everybody will know about me is that I'm constantly working to brand myself. I'm constantly, you know, every day I wake up and I just think of new ways to be great. And I'm always constantly pushing, you know, and motivating others to be great. And, you know, like I said earlier, man, it's, for me, it's all about results. I don't do too much where I get overwhelmed. I focus on one thing at a time and really make sure that's doing great. You know, when I started DC Now Radio 5 years ago, it ran itself. You know, it was there. The support was there, you know, and then I moved on to something else. You know, Make Smart Cool. When I started Make Smart Cool, I pushed that movement. I spent, you know, the last 2 years really pushing it. And now I'm at a situation where we're constantly evolving. And just like with photography, I made sure that I mastered photography. I made sure that when I started photography, I worked hard to be great. And when I became successful and when I became at a situation where I felt I was pretty much, you know, maintained, I wanted to help others, you know, and that's what and business is all about, is about, you know, worrying about making yourself available to do other things. You know, so many successful entrepreneurs, they have several, you know, sources of income. And that's one thing that we have to teach our youth, is that, you know, before you step out there and do something, you have to research. You have to research the atmosphere. You have to research your competition. And you actually have to learn. Learning is the key. When I first started photography, my first year, I was learning. I was reading photography books. I was just out there taking pictures. I was practicing on mannequins in the house. I really took that additional step to learn about photography before I jumped out and said, I'm a photographer. So that's one thing that you definitely see about me, is that I'm constantly learning and I'm growing. So that's what, right. You know, that's why everything that I do is successful, because I'm constantly learning. Every day I learn something new about Make Smart Cool. Even when I started the energy drink Rebirth, I created an energy drink, you know, about 3 years ago called Rebirth. And we sold over 10,000 energy drinks in Sports Zone, in a local shoe and clothing store in D.C. You know, we had six locations selling energy drinks. And at that point, we were doing so great. But, you know, in success, there comes failure. And one thing that I really couldn't, you know, do, and when I started Rebirth, is compete with the national brands. You know, I couldn't compete with them because I didn't have the finance to really market and advertise the way I wanted to. And that's what really taught me about growth, is that, you know, you have to try things to get better. And sometimes you will fail. But with Rebirth Energy Drink, I didn't fail. I learned from my mistakes. I learned that sometimes we jump out there and try new things, but sometimes it works out for the best, because at the end of the day, I end up selling Rebirth and, you know, and then using that money to give more to the community. So now it's like I end up winning. You know, it's kind of like that right. Helped me win. And that's what business is all about, is realizing your full potential and growing from it, and then realize that a failure only makes you better.
Exactly. That is so true. Great lesson for all of us to be able to remember. You know, I want to say again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, an exclusive interview here on DCNowRadio.com. We're talking with Anthony Tillman, who's not only the CEO of the station, but also a celebrity photographer and an individual who's been able to work really hard in making smart cool. We're going to remind you all here in a moment how you all can stay connected with Anthony. The final thing I want to talk to you about, Anthony, is the what's next, because, you know, as you've mentioned, this has been an exciting journey for you, but you've definitely been able to stay busy, stay consistent, but also being able to, as you've been able to grow one thing, to move on to the next thing. Do you find yourself kind of driven by that? Do you find yourself driven by, even though you appreciate what you've done, do you find yourself looking forward to what's to come?
Man, every day I look forward to what's coming. I look forward to every endeavor, every moment that, you know, I'm going to do in the future, man. One thing about me is that I really, you know, care about my future, and I care about the futures of everyone that's in my circle. You know, we have to all be successful in order to be great. And, you know, what's next for me is that I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly moving forward. You know, I don't like going backwards. I like moving forward. And one thing you will learn about me is that, you know, I done already been backwards. I done already been homeless, and I already been, you know, poor. So it motivates me to get better and to move forward in life. And, you know, the future is looking very great for me right now. I have so much more in the works, you know, not only with DC Now Radio and Make Smart Cool, but with photography and my personal brand. I want everyone to just keep a lookout and just keep, you know, following. I also got something that me and you are working on coming up in April. So, you know, people they're going to know about that. They're going to be like, wow. They're going to be like, this dude, Anthony,
right,
is constantly, it's like, this guy can't stop working, man. It's like, God dang, I hate this dude, but I love him.
Right. And that's the thing, right? A lot definitely to be able to look forward to, for sure. You know, I want to say this, Anthony, and then we're going to remind our audience how they can definitely stay connected with you. I mean, you know, as you're looking at, again, kind of going back to how we began, and that being with DC Now Radio, I mean, you know, what is your hope for people as they're looking at this year and looking at, you know, what is to come for this station? And of course, you have, you know, new shows that have joined the lineup here. I'm excited to still be a part of the network here. I mean, what is your hope that people are able to take away from DC Now Radio when they tune in?
I mean, I just want to keep the community growing. You know, DC Now Radio is a community station. We're always looking to help individuals grow their brand and also to promote, you know, individuals' products and services. So that's one thing moving forward that we're going to constantly do. We have so many amazing shows coming, you know. So we have Pink Lip Talk with Miss Wendy V. You know, she is an amazing, you know, radio personality who we brought on to DC Now Radio to really push herself and her brand. And we also have Mud and Honey, you know, Stephanie Christina, man. She's like I love her as an artist, man. It was so amazing. I met her through a mutual artist named Allison Carney, and I heard her sing, and I absolutely fell in love with Stephanie Christina's voice. And I remember working with her, you know, on just booking her for events because I felt her voice was amazing. And now she's off to doing so many great things. She's a lawyer now. So, you know, she has her own show called Mud and Honey. You know, she talks about politics on DC Now Radio. So just think, you know, a singer who's a lawyer who's talking about politics, and that's, like, amazing to me. So, you know, she's on the DC Now Radio family. And, you know, we still got Bruce Shredder. You know, can't eat, can't cook, man. Bruce Shredder gives you the amazing recipes for people like me who gotta eat and can't cook. I really can't cook. So Bruce Shredder, he saves me. He saves my life. And I appreciate Bruce Shredder, man, because, you know, he's been with us since day one. You know, you and Bruce are our oldest people, man. You and Bruce has been with DC Now Radio since day one. And there's not many shows like ours that continue to help others and aspire. And, you know, we also have the sports part of it. You know, we have UC Now Radio Sports, you know, so we got Chris Mack who delivers daily news about sports every single day on UC Now Radio. So, you know, it's our family always, you know, is together and we're constantly growing. You know, Cyrus, you have been so many amazing people and you help us grow because now we don't really have to reach out to people no more because they know Cyrus. They're like, yeah, it was Cyrus already. So it's like when I contact somebody, it's like they already know about us because they work with you. And that's what family is all about. And at the end of the day, you know, I want to leave everyone with this amazing quote before, you know, because that's what really helps me, you know, motivate me in life is the beauty of life does not depend on how happy you are, but how happy others can be because of you.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. That is really it. And that really shows that all of us have a part to play, and that's the great thing. And I'm glad to be a part of the DC Now Radio family and so excited, Anthony, for all that you've been able to accomplish with DC Now. I know that there's only more great things to come, as well as with the rest of your brand as well. How can our audience stay connected with you? We, of course, know the station is here at DCNowRadio.com, but how can they stay connected with you, Anthony, and keep up with all the great things that are coming up for you?
Well, you know, you can always follow me at AnthonyChilman.com, which is my name, AnthonyChilg, as in George, HMAN.com. So AnthonyChilman.com. I'm on Anthony Chilman on every social media platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. My name is my brand. So you can always, you know, find me anywhere under Anthony Chilman. And, of course, you know, you go to my main website, AnthonyChilman.com. You can check out all my other brands, all my other, you know, businesses that I use to support the community. And also, please make sure you visit MakeSmart.cool, which is my organization dedicated to support education. This year, we're trying to raise $10,000. We're trying to give out scholarships. We're trying to help parents. We're trying to help teachers. We're trying to help our community grow. So, you know, this year is about giving back. So Team Give Back is in effect. So support the movement, support the community, support yourselves, and let's support each other. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about supporting individuals and helping ourselves and our community grow.
Yeah, I think that's it. So make sure you guys are visiting makesmart.cool to be able to stay connected with the campaign there. AnthonyTillman.com, of course, is the main website to be able to stay connected with Anthony. And Anthony, looking forward to our next conversation with you here at Conversations Live on DC Now.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.
All right. And we thank your audience for tuning in to this segment of Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com. Make sure you all are tuned in to DCNowRadio.com to be able to find not only great conversations like this, but also great music and other great segments as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com. You all make it a great one.